ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now, Be'ezras Hashem, up to the Gemara and Daf Pei. Our Gemara refers back to this that we went in our Mishnah Ritzach, Shnasar, Ba'achirim, Kuhn, Peturin. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Kainzin, Oysan, Lekipa. Our Gemara explains, Omer, Ravo, Omer, Shmuel, Hacha, Ritzach, Shnigmar, Dina, Shnasar, Ba'achirim, Ba'achirim, Shnigmar, Dina, Naskinan. Rabbana and Savri, Ingrimen, Dina, Shal, Adam, Ela, Befanov. Hilkach, Kuhn, Peturin. Rabbi Yehuda, Mifturin, Ogami, Namigo, Ikivan, the Ritzchininu. Hilkach Kainzin Oysan Lakipa. No, everyone has to understand Pshat in this, our Gemara says. That Pshat in the Sheet of Chachamim who say that Kuam Pturim is because we say in Goyimin Dinei Shal Adam Ela Befanov. We'll hear this that we say in Goyimin Dinei Shal Adam Ela Befanov has nothing to do with the Sheet of Chachamim, but rather, even according to Behuda, we say in Gaiman Dinei Shal Adam El Befanav, and for that reason, according to Behuda, we are only Kainzin Ois Makipa, and we are not Gaimer Dinei Lamisa. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, we find that the Achrinim say as follows. This, our Gemara says, that Pshat in Rabbanon is based on this that we say in Gaiman Dinei El Befanav. Our Gemara is referring to the Din of Kainzin Ois Makipa. And the reason why, according to Rabbanan Kulam Peturim, and we are now Kainzin Oyson Akipa, is based on this that we say, in Gaimrin Dinei Shal Adam Ela Befanav. And in order to Mechayev someone a Din of Kippa, one needs to be Gaimr the Din of Kippa Befanav. And for that reason, Rabbanan say that Kulam Peturim, since in Gaimrin Dinei Shal Adam of Kippa Shaloi Befanav. That is how the Achrinim explain Pshat. In this, our Gemara says, according to Rabbanan in Gaiman, Dinei Shal Adam Ela Befanav. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in this, Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbanan. How we to understand Pshat in this, Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Kulan Peturim. One mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is by saying that Yehuda understands that the halacha of Kippa is not a chiyuv, that they are mechayev the reitzeach and the din of the reitzeach, but rather it is halacha mihilchos beis din. And since it is not a din on the person, for that reason we will not apply the halacha of ingrimin dinei shel adam sheloi befanav. That is one way with which one can explain pshat v'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Another way with which one can explain pshat v'shitas Rabbi Yehuda is based on this, how we find in this man Chesh Mishpat Simon Yerches of Katan Yigimel, that this man explains this, that we differentiate between Dini Mominis and Dini Nefashis, and only as far as Dini Nefashis do we say that in Donin Adam Shaloi Befanav, as far as Dini Mominis, we are Dan Dini Mominis Shaloi Befnei Baaldin, is because as far as Dini Nefashis are concerned, Dini Nefashis is a mu'uvas shoyuchal esaken, mashein came bedine mominis. In other words, since by dine nefashis, if we are mechayev hemisa, and we carry out our chiyemisa, it is a mu'uvas shein yachal esaken. For that reason, there is halacha meindonin adam dine nefashis shaloi befanav. On the other hand, as far as dine mominis is concerned, we are dan dine mominis even shaloi befnei baldin, since dine mominis are not a mu'uvah she'eino yachol asaken. One can return the money. Based on the shita of this ma, one can explain pshat v'shitas Rabbi Yehuda as follows. This, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say that as far as kippah is concerned, we are kainzin oyson o kippah, we do not apply the halach of ingoimin dinei shel adam shalei befanav, is because kippah is a mu'uves, which is yachal esaken. And since kippah is a mu'uves, which is yachal esaken, for that reason, we will not apply the halach of ingoimin dinei shel adam shalei befanav, just like as far as the nimamunis we say, the ingoimin dinei shel adam dinei mamunis shalei befanav. According to this mahalach, this Chacham argues because Chachamim understand that the halach of ingoimin dinei shel adam shel lefanav has nothing to do with this, that the nefashis is a mo'ove she'eino yachal esaken. But rather, even if one is able to mesaken, we will still apply the halach of ingoimin dinei shel adam shel loy befanav, as we find in the Taz and Chesh Mishman Simon Yerches b'shem the tshuvas harashba. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat v'shitas Rabbi Yehuda and explain pshat v'machoikes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. In the Taz we find that the Taz brings down from the Tshuvas HaRashba that this we differentiate between Dini Mamanis and Dini Nefashis, and only as far as Dini Nefashis we apply the halach of ingoimin dinei shel adam shel lefanav, and not as far as Dini Mamanis, is because Gzeiras HaKasov of ingoimin dinei shel adam shel lefanav is only nemar by dine nefashis, as the pasuk says at omdei ufnei eidol mishpat. On the other, by dine mamnes, there is no gzeiras hakosov. Based on this, one can say that the machoikes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is a machoikes. If the gemar din of kippah is considered a din midine nefashis or not, Rabbanan understand that the Gemara din of Kippah is considered a din medine nefashis. On the other, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda understands that the Gemara din of Kippah is not considered a din medine nefashis, and therefore it is not included in the Gzeiras HaKasov of Ad Amdei Vnei Eidol Mishpat. But now, one has to understand, how can we explain Pshat Peshitas Rabbanan? And this, according to Rabbanan, we are not machnis and ois and a Kippah is based on this, that in Goyman Dinei, shall kippah of a person shall lay befanav. V'chayr, as far as the Gemara din of kippah is concerned, it should not be considered shall befanav, since we are being goymer the din of all these people. We should machnes oyisan kippah, and it is befnei all the people that we are being goymer dinan kippah. So to explain pshat b'shitas rabbanan, v'chayr, one has to say as follows. That this, that we say that there is a chiyuv of kippah, and there is a gemara din on a person that he is chayiv the oinesh of kippah, is only as far as a ritzeach shoy nigmar dinei lemisa. As far as a ritzeach shoy nigmar dinei lemisa, then we say that as far as such a person, since now we cannot be goymer dinei lemisa, for that reason, the gemara din on such a person is this, that he is chayiv the oinesh of kippah. On the other hand, as far as the people, that it was nigmar dinan lemisa, the entire halacha of kippah is just this, that heicha shiatayachol amisai b'misa aksuvabai, atame misai b'chol misa shiatayachol. But he is not chay the oinish of kippah, and therefore there is no gmar din on the people that when it's chay misa, that their chiv should be a chiv of kippah. And therefore, as far as the reiteach, shoy nigmar dinan lemisa, it is considered a gmar din shaloi befanav. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat according to this mahalach. That the yisoid of shitas rabbanan is because in goymen dinei shel adam of kippah shaloi befanav. According to this mahalach, one can say that the basis of the machoikes between rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is a machoikes, as far as how to understand the chira kippah of the reitzchim shenigmar dinan u'misa. Do we understand that the entire halacha of kippahs, as we mentioned before, based on this that we say, that heicha shi'atayachol amisei b'misa aksuvabai, atam emisei b'chol misa shi'atayachol, or do we understand that the halacha of kippah is because any ritzeach, that for whatever reason we cannot kill him, there is a halacha that he is chayev the oinesh of kippah? Based on these two tzadim, one can explain pshat and machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan as follows. Rabbanan understand that halacha machnisin oisei l'kippah, as far as people when it's chaya misa, the entire halacha of kippah is based on this, then it means atayacho amisei b'misa k'suvay atayacho amisei b'chol misa shatayacho. And for that reason, the chiyuv of kippa of those who are neschaya misa, and the chiyuv of kippa the person who is not neschaya misa, are two completely separate chiyuvim. And for that reason, to be goymer the din of the person shaloi neschaya misa, and to be goymer his din of kippa is considered a gemar din shaloi befonav. This Rabbi Yehuda argues is because Rabbi Yehuda understands that the chiyuv kippa of all the reitzchim is the same chiyuv of kippa. Whenever one cannot carry out the din misa of a reitzeach, the din of a reitzeach is to yamachnes oisei lekippa. And for that reason, the chiyuv of all the reitzchim is the same chiyuv, and therefore it is not considered as if we are dan someone shaloi befonav, but rather we can be dan each person with the same chiyuv as kippa. And therefore we can be dan each person befonav. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to say, Reish Lakish, Amar ba'adam dekoyama le'pligi dipteri, avol hacha b'sharash ve'nigmar dino yishnesare b'shvar ma'achirim sh'nigmar dinon kamiflugi. Rabbanan tzavri, kemisas bayom kach misas ha'shar, ben goyim en dino yishashar ela b'fonav, Hilkach kulan peturin, Rabbi Yehuda savar kainzin oisan wakipa. In Rabbi Kivega, we find that Rabbi Kivega asks the following kasha on our Gemara, and Rabbi Kivega asks, what is pshat? Our Gemara explains pshat in the Shita Rabbanim by saying, then goyimin dinei shalshar shaloi befonav. We'll hear this, then goyimin dinei shalshar shaloi befonav. Since we say kemisas bayam kach misas hashar, everyone agrees to. And for that reason, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we are not claiming the din of the Sholem Misa, but rather we are only kainzin oisan wakipa. So to answer this kasha, you find that Rabbi Kivega answers the kasha as follows. Rabbi Kivega answers that according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, this we are not claiming the din of the Sholem Misa does not necessarily have to be based on this, that in goyimin dinei shalshar shaloi befonav. But rather, even if one has the ability to be goymer the din of the shor shaloi befonav, but still one cannot be goymer the din of the shor lemisa, since according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda holds that nagach ve'achar kach hifker is potter, as we find Rabbi Yehuda says mavakama daf memdalad on a base, and since Rabbi Yehuda holds nagach ve'achar kach hifker is potter, since one needs sheishas misa v'amoda bedinu gmar din b'shaveh. For that reason, one cannot be goymer the din of the shor lemisa, since the shor that was not nigmar dinu lemisa was asarev and other shvarim shnigmar dinu lemisa, and the other shvarim are already asurim ba'na. For that reason, one cannot have hana from the shor shaloi nigmar dinay as well, since it was asarev with the other shvarim that are asurim ba'na, and since one cannot have hana even from the shor shaloi nigmar dinu lemisa, for that reason, even the Shorish Enigmar Dinu Amisa is Hefker, as we find in the Gemara in Krisos Nafchav Dawad Amid Aleph. And since it is Hefker for that reason, we will apply the Halacha of Nogach Ve'achar Kach Hefker. That is how Rabbi Kivega answers his Kasha. Well, clearly one has to understand Pshat in Rabbi Kivega. Even though Rabbi Kivega answered his Kasha, as far as how to explain Pshat in this, Reish Lakish says that the beer in the Shita Rabbanon is because Rabbanon hold in Goymen Dine Shalshar Shalei Befonov. But how are we to explain Pshat in Rabbi Volam or Shmuel, who explains that the Machoikis between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a case that a Reitzeach Shenigmar Dine was a Sarbe Reitzchem Acherim Shenigmar Dinon, and Rabbanon Sabre in Goymen Dine Shaladam El Befonov? Over there one can ask the Kasha of Kivega as well as we asked before, that this in Goyman Dine Shaladam Ella Befonav has nothing to do with the Shita Rabbanan, but rather, even according to Behuda, we also say in Goyman Dine Shaladam Ella Befonav. And as far as the Mahalach of Revoa Mashmul, one does not have Rabbi Kivega's Teretz. So to explain Pshat and Kivega, one has to say that as far as the previous Gemara, and as far as this, Revoa Mashmul explains Pshat and Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Savi, and Goyman Dine Shaladam Ella Befonav, Rabbi Kivega explains, as he mentioned before, that according to Rabbanan, in Goyman Dine Shaladam Avachnise Lekipa Ella Befonav. But as far as the Malach Reish Lakish, one cannot explain this. Reish Lakish explains Pshat and the Shita of Rabbanon, that in Goyman Dine Shalshar Shaloi Befonav. is referring to Machnis and Oisei Lekipa. And in Gemara Dine Shalshar Achnisei Lekipa Shaloi Befnei Ashar, since according to the Mahalach of Reish Lakish, everyone agrees that in Gemara the din of Kipa Shaloi Befanav, and for that reason, as far as Reitzeach Shnes Arev, we say the Alkoya Alma Petiri. And this Alkoya Alma Petiri is because in Gemara Dine Shalkipa Shaloi Befanav. And if we are to say that even according to Behuda, there's Allah having Gaiman Dine Shal Shar Shal Befanav, so to this be Allah having Gaiman Dine Shal Shar Lakipa Shalai Befanav, just like in Gaiman Dine Shal Adam Lakipa Shalai Befanav. And for that reason, one has to say that according to Behuda, as far as Shvarim are concerned, there is no Allah having Gaiman Dine Shal Shar Shalai Befanav. And even as far as Mises Hashar, there is no Allah having Gaiman Dine Shal Shar Shalai Befanav. And for that reason, one has to explain Pshat in this, Rabbi Huda says, that we machnis and ois and okipa, we're not gomer the din of the shor lemisa, is only based on this. Rabbi Huda is going with shitase, that nagach ve'achakach hifker is potter, and the shor shoy nigmar dine lemisa is also asavana, and for that reason, one has a nagach ve'achakach hifker. That is a chod mahalach in Rabbi Kiveger. According to the Mahalach of Reb Kiveger, this that we find in our Gemara, the Reish Lakish says that by Reitzeach Shnesarev Okuyalma Petiri, this Okuyalma Petiri, is the Chira based on this that we say, that in Gemin Dine Shal Adam even Lakipa Shaloi Befanav. And only as far as Shar does the Behuda argue on Rabbanan, since the Behuda understands that as far as Shar we have a right to be Gemin the Din of Ashar Shaloi Befanav, and we do not say Kemisas Habaylam Kach Misas Ashar. In Rashi, on the other room with the Ramaschal of Tiru, we find in other Mahalach as far as how to explain this, that according to Reish Lakish, by Yitzhak Shnesarev, Okoy Alma Petiri, and Rashi explains this, by Yitzhak Shnesarev, according to Reish Lakish, Okoy Alma Petiri, is because, Hayo v'ikachad v'nigmar dinay einu charaya wizkais kedoyla mizu. Well, the Mahalach of the Rashi is as follows. The Rashi understands Pshat Namachoykes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. According to Reish Lakish, that the machlokes is a machlokes if we apply the Allah having gomen din shalai befanav. As far as kippa, Rabbanan understand that we apply the Allah having gomen din shalai befanav as far as kippa, and for that reason the shor is potter. Since the shor has the Allah having gomen dinay shal shor shalai befanav, on the other hand, according to Behuda, we do not apply the Allah having gomen din shalai befanav to kippa. And therefore the Allah is machnisin oisan wa kippa. This, according to Reish Lakish, by Ritzeach Shnesarev Okoy Alma Petiri, even though there is no Lach of Engoyman Din Shal Kipa Shalai Befanav, is because we differentiate between a person and a Shor. As far as a person, there are two Halachas as far as this, Engoyman Dinei Shal Adam Shalai Befanav. First of all, there is a Lach of Engoyman Dinei Shal Adam Shalai Befanav, which is based on the Pasuk of Adam Deif Nea Eidol and Mishpat. And then there is another halacha in Gemin Dinei Shaladam Shayofanam, which is learnt out from the pasuk of Eshav to Aeda Veitzilo Aeda. From Eshav to Aeda Veitzilo Aeda, we learn out that in Gemin Dinei Shaladam Shaloi Befanav. And there is a tremendous nafkamina between the two dinim. As far as the Ikar Adin of in Gemin Dinei Shaladam Shayofanam, which is learnt out from the pasuk of Adam Dei of Neido and Mishpat, that only applies to an actual din of Chiyomisa. But it will not apply to the Halacha Machnisin Oisei Lekipa according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, as far as the Halacha Veshav to Aida Vitzio Aida, which is Mechayev that the Gmardin should be befanav, the Halacha Veshav to Aida Vitzio Aida applies to the Halacha of Kipa as well. And for that reason, we differentiate between an Adam and a Shar. Even though a Shar has the Ikra Halacha of Engoyman Dinei Shalbefanav, and we say Kemisas Habaylam Kach Misas Hashar, but that does not apply to the Halacha Veshav to Aida Vitzio Aida, as far as the Halacha of Engoyman Dinei Shaladam Shalbefanav, which is learnt out from Veshav to Aida Vitzio Aida, that based on Veshav to Aida Vitzio Aida, we say that Engoyman Dinei Shaladam Shalbefanav, that only applies to a person and not to a Shar, and therefore we differentiate as far as Machnisin Oisei Lekipa between a person and a Shar. As far as a Chiv Kipa by a person, we will say, Engoyman Dinei Shal Adam Lekipa Shaloi Befanav. On the other hand, by a Shar, we will not say, Engoyman Dinei Shal Shar Lekipa Shaloi Befanav according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That is how Rashi explains Pshat in our Gemara. And that is how one can be asher the kasha of Reb Kiveger according to the Mahalach of Rashi. In Tosis we find that Tosis asks the following kasha. V'hik sherivam, der perakat haruvis, in zvach manafayinu abeis tenan ko zvachim shenasar ben sharnisko vafila echa beriba yamuso kulon. V'hashta mahasam deruba de teira, upseida de kachim amre yamuso kulon, hacha deruba de isura. And therefore, what is pshat in this that according to Rabbanon, kulan p'turin? Now, everyone can ask the following to me on the kasha of Tesis. This that according to Rabbanon, kulan p'turin, is l'chira only as far as this, that we are not machnisin oison l'kipa. But as far as Isra Noah is concerned, l'chira it is pashat that all the shvarim are asurim b'ana. So to explain Pshat and the Kasha, Tesis Chayon has to say, as we find in the Biskirov, in Kisvei Moran Agriz, in Zvachim, in the beginning of Perak Taruvis, that the Biskirov says the following Chiddush, this that there is Alacha Machnisin Ois on a Kippah by Shvarim, is not the same Alacha of Kippah that we find by Reitzchim, but rather the Alacha of Kippah is because the Shvarim are Asurim Ba'na'ah, and because of the Isra Na, for that reason, we are machnisin oison akipa, in order that no takoa should come out from someone using shvarim that are asurim ba'na. And since the halacha akipa is based on the Isra Na of the shvarim, for that reason, Tesis asks the following to me on the sheet of Rabbana. What is pshat that according to Rabbanan Kuhn Maturim, we are not machnisin oison akipa, what happened to the fact that they were all asurim banah, and based on this, that they were all asurim banah, for the reason of Shvelacha Machnisin Oison Akipa. Jesus answers his kasha by saying that in order to release your chufi ba'adam, the ba'adam kuyama liplegi de pturi, for that reason, Rabbanan were avdu hakeira, and Rabbanan said the kulam pturim vaychai shinon latakola. So in other words, this, we are in a machnis and ois on a kippah, according to Rabbanon, even though they were all asurim banah, is in order to raise your chufi ba'adam, for that reason they said that kulan are p'turim, and we are not chayshesh for the takola of this, or what might be nene, from isurim banah. But now one has to understand, according to Tesis, how we to explain pshat, and this our Gemara says, that according to Rabbanah, we are not machnisin ois on a kippah, is because they done in shar shalei b'fanav. So from Tesis, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that had there been a loch of done in shar shalei b'fanav, and we would not say kemisas bailam kach misashar, then we will be machnisin ois on a kippah, since there is a chiv of machnisin ois on a kippah by shvarim as well. And we do not say, like we mentioned before, b'shem the Biskirov, that the entire halacha machnisin ois on a kippah, that there is a chiv to machnis ois on a kippah, is only by a person and not by a shar. But rather by a shar, one has a chiv kippah as well. And therefore, had there been halacha, that we are able to be dana shar shalifonav, and we are able to be dana shar Lekipa shalei befanav, then there will be a lacha machnisin ois on a kippah, and we will not be cheshesh dilma asi lechufe ba'adam. This we are cheshesh, for dilma asi lechufe ba'adam is only as far as the lacha of kippah, in order to a lacy lide takala. As far as this, that there is a lacha machnisin ois on a kippah, to a lacy lide takala. We will say that in order to lacy lechufe ba'adam, we will not be chayshish for takala. But as far as the ikar chiv of kippah, the ikar chiv of kippah would remain. And therefore, our Gemara has to go and explain that the reason why we are now machnisin ois on a kippah according to Rabbanon is because in danin shar shaloi befanav. Now, this that according to Abihuda we are machnisin ois on a kippah can be explained with one of two ma'achim. Either one can explain this, that according to Behuda, we are machnis and ois on a kippah, is because according to Behuda, we are dan that the shor has a chiv kippah, even shoy befanav. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat b'shitas to Behuda. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat b'shitas to Behuda is by saying that according to Behuda, there is a lacha machnis and ois on a kippah, based on the iser hana of the shvarim. And we are not cheshish the Ma'asi Lechufei Ba'adam. And the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is a Machlokes for Achishesh, the Ma'asi Lechufei Ba'adam or not. That is another Mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat, the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. So again, the Brisk Rav explains that the entire halacha machnisin ois on a kupa by shvarim is only based on the iser hana of shvarim. On the other hand, from Tesis one sees that there is a halacha that a shor can be chayiv the chiyuv of kippa as well. And there are two possible reasons to be machnis a shor with kippa. Either because a shor has a chiyuv kippa just like a regular reitzeach, or one can be machnis a shor with kippa based on the iser hana of shor. And in order to a lazy day takala, that is what comes out from our Tesis. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara goes on to explain Pshat in our Mishnah with a different Mahalach. And our Gemara says, Ela Merava Hachi Kamar Shnaim Shayim Dim Vyata Chaiti Minayim Vaharak Shnaim Peturim, Vamarbi Sefila Abba Chalafta Beinayim, Vishar Shinigmardinish Nisarbish Vamachirim Maalia Saikunaisan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kainten Oisan Wakipa. Now to explain Pshat and the Shita of Rabbanan who hold that Sharshning Mardinish Nesarbish from Achirim Ma'aliyah Seikon Oisan, we find that Rashi explains this where Seikon Oisan is Kadesh Teskayim Mitzvah Skiwa B'machuyeba. On the other hand, in the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah and Base, we find that the Minchas Chinuch explains Beshita Sarambam. This where Seikon Oisan is only in order to Mekayim Uvi Arta Harami Kerbecha. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following verse of Atanya Parash Hemisa Vachkach Yolda. Imachoi Nigmar Dina Yolda Vlada Mutter. Imisha Nigmar Dina Yolda Vlada Aser. Nesar Bachem 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 Kainten Oisano Kippa. Rabbezer Reb Shemanayim Revian Oisano Basin Vesaykun Oisan. Now to explain Pshat the Machlokes between Tanakama and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, okay, one can say that Tanakama is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that by Shorish Nigmardinish Nesar Bishvarim Achir Ma'alya Kainzen Oyson Okipa. And Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is going like the Shita of Tanakama, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says by Shorish Nigmardinish Nesar Bishvarim Achir Ma'alya Soikwen Oyson. But in the Rambam in Perakid Alf, Mehochas and Skimam, we find that even though the Rambam passes like the Shita of Tanakama, as far as the Sharshning Madinish and Esarbish from Achirim, that we say Saikun Oisan, and we do not say Kainten Oisan or Kippa, but still the Rambam and Alachia base goes on to say that we pass like the Shita of Tanakama who argues on a Wazir of Shimon, and by the case of Mishnigma Dinayolda, we will say, Nisar b'achem 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 kainten ois on a kippa. So to explain Pshat b'shita as a Rambam, we find that the Menachas Chinuch explains Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam as follows. That the Rambam understands that this, the Tanakhama says, that Shorshning Merdinesh Nisar Shom Achem Ma'alya Seikun Oisan is only based on the Halacha of V'arta Harami Kerbecha. And since it is only based on the Halacha of V'arta Rami Kerbecha, the Halacha of V'arta Rami Kerbecha does not apply to the Vlad. And even though the Vlad is Chayiv Skiwa, but so in order for us to say that by Nisare B'achirim Seikun Oisam one needs the Halacha of V'arta Rami Kerbecha, which one does not have by the Vlad, which was not Negeach. That is how the Menachas Chinuch explains Pshat B'shita Sarambam. So again, we have a seeming machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam as far as how to explain this. The Tanakhama says that by Shorish Nigmardinish Nesarish Ramachir Ma'aliyah Seikun Oisan. According to Rashi, this for Seikun Oisan is Kleokayim Mitzvah Skiwa. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, this for Seikun Oisan is in order to Mekayim Ovi Arta Harami Kerbecha. But now, one has to understand Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam. What is Pshat in this? The Rambam argues in Rashi and explains that this, that according to Tanakhama, the Halacha is Seikun Oisan, is only based on V'arta Rami Kerbecha, and not because we say that Kadesh Tiskayim Mitzvahs Skiwa B'Mechuyeba Seikun Oisam. So to explain Pshat and Shita of the Rambam, we find in the Achrenim that the Achrenim explain as follows. That based on this that we say Kemisas Baimam Kach Misas Hashar for that reason, there is no longer a mitzvah skiwa, and therefore the entire halacha is just that we are Seikun Oisan Kedilakayim That is one way with which one can explain Pshat Peshitas HaRambam according to the Mahalach of the Minchas Chinuch. Another way to explain Pshat Peshitas HaRambam according to the Mahalach of the Minchas Chinuch is by saying that as far as the Chiyuv Skila is concerned, we will go after Roiv, and since Roiv of the Shvarim are not Mechuyav and Misa, for that reason, we will not be mechayiv to kill all the shvarim because they were kayim ba mitzvah skila. But now, everyone has to understand, according to these two ma'ochim, what is pshat in this? That we are machnisin oisan l'kipa. So to explain pshat according to this ma'alech, that we are machnisin oisan l'kipa, one can explain based on this we mentioned before, that we are machnisin oisan l'kipa, based on the Iser Hana of the Shvarim. And in order to release the Takoa, for that reason we are Machnisin Oysan Wakipa. That is how one can explain Pshat and Alach of Machnisin Oysan Wakipa according to the Shita of the Rambam. So again, the Mahalach of the Menachas Chinuch B'Shita as the Rambam is this, that the Rambam understands that the Alach of Seikun Oysan is only based on Uriarta Rami Kerbecha, which one does not have by the Vlad of Hanegaches. In other Malach, whether one can explain Pshat Veshitas or Rambam, is as we find by Rav Chaim in Chidusha Gracha Shas. Rav Chaim explains that according to the Rambam, by the case of Mishnigmar Dina Yolda, the Aloch of the Vlad is just this, that the Vlad is Aser Bana. But there is no Chiyuskiwa on the Vlad. And even before the Vlad was Nasarev, there was no Chiyuskiwa on the Vlad. And for that reason, the halacha is that Nisar Bachem 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 cleans in Ois on Akipa according to the Shita of Tanakama. And this, if there is a machlokes between Tanakama and the Rebbe Reb Shimon, is because Tanakama understands that there is no halacha that the Vlad is Ton Skila. On the other, Rebbe Reb Shimon understands that there is a Chiyuv Skila on the Vlad, and for that reason, the halacha is Soikun Oisan. Now, everyone has to understand what is pshat in this, that Tanakama understands that the Vlad is the only Aser Bana, and the Vlad is not Ton Skila. Just like the Vlad is included in the Gemara Din of the Shor, as far as this, the Vlad is Aser Bana, why isn't the Vlad included in the Gemara Din of the Shor, as far as this, that the Vlad should be Chayev Skila? So to explain pshat, in the Shita of Tanakama, according to this Malach, one has to say as follows, that only as far as whatever chalais is chal on the shor do we say that the vlad is included in those dinim. Since the vlad is a chilk of the shor, and the vlad is considered an ober yerech imay of the shor, for that reason the vlad has all the dinim of the shor itself. And if the shor itself is aser bana, so too the vlad of the shor, which is keyerech hashor, is also aser bana. But as far as the Chiyuv Skila is not a Chalois Din that is Chal on the Guf HaShor, but rather the Chiyuv Skila is a Halacha which is Mutal on Beis Din, that Beis Din have a Din will Hamis Es HaShor. And since the Chiyuv Skila is not a Chalois Din that is Chal on the Shor, for that reason, even if we are to say Ober Yerachimai, but still the Vlad is not included in the Chiyuv Skila, since the Chiyuv Skila itself is not a Chalois Din that is Chal on the Guf HaShor. And that itself is a machlokes between Tanakama and the Blazer Reb Shimon, as far as how to understand the Chiyuv Skila of the Shor. Do we consider that the Chiyuv Skila of the Shor is a Chalois Din that is Chal on the Shor, or do we say that the Chiyuv Skila is a Chalois Din that is Chal on Beis Din, that Beis Din have a Din l'Hamis Es HaShor? This the Blazer Reb Shimon argues on Tanakama, and the Blazer Reb Shimon understands that there is a Chiyuv Skila on the Vlad, it's because the Blazer Reb Shimon understands that the Chiyuv Skila is a Chalois Din on the Shor, and therefore the Chalois Din on the Shor will include the Vlad as well, since we will say Obey Yerachimai, and the Vlad is included in the Chalois Din of the Shor. That is a Chaya, the basis of the Machoikis between Tanakama and Reb Elazar Reb Shimon according to this Mahalach. Based on this, one can go a step further, and one can say that even if we are to say that everyone agrees that there is a chalois din skila which is chal on the guf hashor, and therefore the vlad should be included in that chalois din, based on this that we say ober yerachimai, but still heicha shenasarev, that now the Vlad was on Sarva with other Shvarim, that we no longer have the Chiv Skiwa, but rather all we have is the din of Viar Tara Mikirbecha, like we mentioned before. The din of Viar Tara Mikirbecha is not a Chalais din on the Gof HaShar, but rather the entire halacha of Viar Tara Mikirbecha is only halacha which is Mutal on Beis Din, and therefore the halacha of Viar Tara Mikirbecha will not apply to the Vlad, since even if we are to say Obi Yerachimai, but the entire halacha of Obi Yerachimai is only as far as dinim that are chal on the Gof HaShar. And even if the Chalois Chiyamisa is a Chalois which is chal on the Gof HaShar, but as far as Viyar Tehra Mikirbecha, the Chiyav of Viyar Tehra Mikirbecha is certainly not chal on the Gof HaShar, and for that reason, all one will have is this Viyar Machnisin Oysan Lekipa. This, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon argues, is because Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon understands that the Chiyuv Skiwa remains afilu la'achar shnas arev, and even la'achar shnas arev, we don't only have the halacha of Viyar Tehra Mikirbecha, but rather we have the Chiyuv Skiwa as well. And therefore one has the Chalois Chiyuv Skiwa, which is chal on the Gof HaShar, which includes the Vlad as well, based on this that we say, Ober Yerachimai. Now, let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara refers back to this, how we went to our Mishnah. Kol chayvei misa shenesarvu zabazani doinim bekala. Our Gemara says, Shmamino musro davar chomer havi musro davar kal. Omer abir mi ahocha maeskinon kegon shehisru boistam. In Tesis, before and from him, and basically find that Tesis asks the following kash on our Gemara. Tesis asks, what is pshat in this our Gemara proves from our Mishnah? The Musro Davar Chomer Avi Musro Davar Akal. What happens to Halach of the Gemara and Davim Heim Ebeis? That Im Iyata Yochol Amisei B'Misa Aksuva Bei Shatoi Misei B'Chol Misa Shata Yochol Amisei. Bukhari, one has to understand Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis, even though we have a Drosha that is Mechadish. That Im Iyata Yochol Amisei B'Misa Aksuva Bei Shatoi Misei B'Chol Misa Shata Yochol Amisei. But what happened to this that one needs Asra? And for that reason, one needs Musro Davar Chomer Avi Musro Davar Kal in order for us to have Asra. So to explain Pshat in the Kasha of Tesis, one has to say as follows, that the din of B'chol Misa Shata Yochol is not because he was Nischayev, Kol Misa Shata Yochol, but rather his Chiyuv remains that he is only Mechuyev a specific Misa. The Alocha B'chol Misa Shata Yochol is Alocha Mitzad Beistin, that Beistin cannot carry out the Misa, which he is Mechuyev. Beistin has a right to Memesim B'chol Misa Sha'ata Yochol. And as far as that halacha does not necessitate a Hasra. Hasra is only necessary as far as the Chiyuv, which he himself is Mechuyev. As far as his Chiyuvim are concerned, in order to Meichel a Chalois Chiyuv on the person one needs Hasra. But as far as Halacha B'chol Misa Shata Yochol, that is Halacha Nilchas Beis Din, which has nothing to do with the Chalois Chiyuv that is Chal on the person himself. And for that reason, Tesis asks, that as far as that Halacha one should not need a Hasra, and therefore, how can our Gemara prove from our Mishnah that Musro Davar Chom Rabbi Musro Davar Kal? That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Kasha of Tesis. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the kasha of Tosfos is by saying as follows, that in the halacha b'chol misa shata yochol was nischadish, that the chiyuv for ritzeach is this, a ritzeach is chayiv misa. This, that there is halacha, that ritzeach is chayiv a specific misa, is only a din uchatchila. And since the ikar chiyuv of a ritzeach is this, a ritzeach is chayiv misa, and the Iker Chiyuv Yeritzeach is not Chayiv a specific Misa. For that reason, Tesis asks, what is Pshat in this, our Gemara proves from our Mishnah, that Musro Davar Chomer Avi Musro Davar Kal. If as far as the Asra is concerned, the Asra is just the Asra that he is Chayiv Misa, and therefore one does not need Musro Davar Chomer Avi Musro Davar Kal, in order to give him a Misa which is more Kal. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the kasha of Tesis. In Tesis, we find that Tesis answers his kasha by saying that this argument proves from our Mishnah the Musa the Racham every Musa the Rakal, because our Gemara understands that our Mishnah is only referring to Ritzech, but rather our Mishnah is referring to other Chayve Mises as well. And the Alocha B'chol Misa Shatayachol only refers to a Ritzech and not to other Chayve Mises. In Tesis and Makis and Face Manalf, we find that Tesis and Makis explains that even by Shar Chayve Mises, there is Alocha of Atayachol Amisei Be'echad Midalad Mises based in. This that we find in the Gemara from him in base, that it was in Schadish, a special Chiddish by Ritzeach of B'chol Misa Shatayachol, is referring to other Mises besides for Echad Midalad Mises based in. But by all Chayve Mises, one has Alocha of Atayachol Amisei Be'echad Midalad Mises based in. In the Gversari, we find that the Gversari asks, according to Tesis and Makis, how are we to answer Tesis's kasha before and from him and base? If so, what is pshat in the Rai of our Gemara from our Mishnah that Musra davar chamer avi Musra davar kal? If even by Shar Chavi Mises, there is Alocha v'atayocho amisei be'echa midalan Mises based in, which is what is taking place in our Mishnah. We were being memes in Be'echa Midal Mises based in with the Misa Akala. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to Tesis and Makis Ochir, one has to say as follows, that this that we say, that by Shar Chayvi Mises, imin Ata Yochol Amisa Misa Aksuba by Ata Yochol Amisa Be'echa Midal Mises based in, that means to say that he is Mechuyiv in Echad Midalad Mises based in. And therefore one needs Musra Davar Chamavi Musra Davar Kal in order that he should Mechuyiv in Echad Midalad Mises based in. Without Musra Davar Chamavi Musra Davar Kal, he is only Mechuyiv in the Misa for which he was Mekabel Asra. As far as any other Mises, may Echad Midalad Mises based in, which he did not have Asra for, he is not Mechuyiv in any other Misa. That is a chayya, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of Tesis and Makis Naf Bei Samad Aleph. Now getting back to our Gemara again, our Gemara proves from our Mishnah that Musa Davar Chom Ravi Musa Davar Kal. But chayya, one has to understand pshat in our Gemara. Why is our Gemara only discussing Hasra? Well, chayya, our Gemara could have asked, he is only chayev a Misa Chamura. What right do we have to give him a Misa Kala? So from our Gemara, one clearly sees that our Gemara was not bothered by our right to give him a Misa HaKala, even though he is Mechuyev a Misa HaChamura, which is a Chayev based on this that we mentioned before, B'Shem Tesis and Makas Nav Besim and Aleph, that Ata Yochol HaMisei Be'echad Midalad Mises based in. And therefore, we have a right to give him Misa HaKala. And the entire Kasha of our Gemara is only a Kasha, that where is the Asra in order to give him Misa HaKala? One needs Asra for the Misa HaKala, and for that reason our Gemara proves from our Mishnah that Musra Davar Chom Ravi Musra L'Davar Kal. But from Tesis before and that from Heim and Beis, it is Mashma that Tesis understands that besides for Ritzeach, by all other Chayvi Mises, there is Nalacha V'meinata Yochol HaMisei V'Misa HaKsubabai, Shata Yochol HaMisei Be'echa Midalad Misei Spesten, but rather one can only give the specific Misa that the Torah was Mechayiv. If someone has to understand Pshat in this, our Gemara proves from our Mishnah, then Musra Davar Chom Ravi Musra Davar Kal, and our Gemara is only discussing that aspect of Asra, what happened to the Chiyah Misa itself, what right do we have to give a Misa Kala? So according to Tesis Yifur and Davim Heim and Beis Ochir, one has to say that even though there is no Halacha of Atayachol HaMisei Be'echad Midal HaMisei based in, but still a Misa HaKala is included in the Misa HaChamura, like we find in Rashi in our Mishnah, that Rashi explains. This, our Mishnah says, in Dainim B'Kala, is because Kala is Yeshna B'Chval HaChamura, and since the Misa HaKala is included in the Chamura, for that reason, we have a right to Mamesim B'Misa HaKala, since the Kala itself is included in the Chamura. But now one has to understand, if it was Pasha Tar Gemara that the Misa HaKala is included in the Misa HaChamura, What is pshat in this that our Gemara proves from our Mishnah that Musar Davar Chamer be Musar Davar Kal? Well, Chayit is poshet that Musar Davar Chamer be Musar Davar Kal, since the Misa Kal is included in the Misa Chamura. So to explain pshat in our Gemara, Chayit one has to say as follows. This our Gemara understands, that as far as the Misa itself is concerned, one can give the Misa Kala even though he is Mukhuyiv the Misa Chamura, is because when he was Nischayiv the Misa Chamura, he was Nischayiv up to and including the Misa Chamura, and therefore the Misa Kala is included in his Chiyuv. But when we are master him with the Misa Chamura, that's why the Misa Chamura lacks in that now his Chiyuv is only the Misa Chamura. And for that reason, our Gemara proves from our Mishnah that Musar Davar Chamer be Musar Davar Kal, and therefore the Asurah B'Misa Chamura does not lock him in only to the Misa Chamura, but rather his Chiyuv is up to and including the Misa Chamura. That is Zechira, how one can explain Pshat in our Gemara, according to the Shita of Tesis Yifur and Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. This that we mentioned, that even according to the Shita of Tesis Yifur and Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, who understands that by other chayvi mises there is no halacha about the yachol and misa ve'achem idal misas based in, but still one has the ability meimis and misa akala, so to his mefurish in the Ran. And the Ran explains that the mirat of shar chayvi mises shoyu a mison ela b'misa k'suva ben haynu davka shoyu shanoisei mikala l'chamura avo mechamura l'kala nucha l'shanoisei kol heicha da'aminan mosra l'davar chamra v'imosra l'davar hakal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.